This is Akashvani, the news shared by Aparajita Nair. India and Thailand today signed 6 agreements for cooperation in various fields, including IT, maritime, MSME, handicraft and handloom sectors. The agreements were exchanged following bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Thai counterpart Pey Tong Tang Shinawatra at Bangkok this afternoon. Both sides reviewed the progress of the entire gamut of bilateral relations and discussed ways to add greater momentum to the India-Thailand bilateral partnership and exchanged views on regional and multilateral issues. Prime Minister Modi received ceremonial guard of honour. In his joint statement following the bilateral talks, Prime Minister Modi announced the decision to elevate India-Thailand relationship to a strategic partnership. He underlined that Thailand has a special place in India's Act East policy and Indo-Pacific vision. Mr. Modi said they discussed establishing a strategic dialogue between security agencies of both nations.
Bharat ki Act East policy aur hamare Indo-Pacific vision mein Thailand ka vishesh sthan hai. Aaj humne apne sambandhon ko strategic partnership ka roop dene ka nirnay liya hai. सुरक्षा एजेंसियों के बीच स्ट्रेटेजिक डायलॉग स्थापित करने पर भी चर्चा की. साइबर क्राइम के शिकार भारतीयों को वापस भारत भेजने में थाईलैंड सरकार से मिले सहयोग के लिए हमने थाईलैंड सरकार का आभार प्रकट किया.
Prime Minister Modi stressed that India is in full support of India-ASEAN unity and ASEAN centrality. The Rajya Sabha is holding a discussion on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025. The Waqf Amendment Bill 2025 aims to streamline the management of Waqf properties with provisions to safeguard heritage sites and promote social welfare. The legislation also aims to improve governance by enhancing transparency in property management, streamlining coordination between Waqf boards and local authorities, and protecting stakeholders' rights. Moving the bill, Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the bill has been brought after a detailed consultation with the stakeholders as well as in the Joint Parliamentary Committee. He urged the opposition parties to support this bill. Rejecting the opposition's allegations, he said, only Muslim can get the benefit of Waqf and it is not correct that any non-Muslim will interfere in the management of Waqf properties.
हम चाहते हैं कि सबको डिसीजन मेकिंग का बॉडी में जगह मिलना चाहिए, इसलिए सबको एम्पावरमेंट कर रहे हैं. एफिशिएंसी को हम इंक्रीज करने के लिए टेक्नोलॉजी का इस्तेमाल करने का भरपूर इसमें प्रावधान किया गया है. अब सेंट्रलाइज डेटाबेस होगा, डिजिटल पोर्टल होगा जो सारा स्टेट बोर्ड के साथ में लिंक होगा, लाइव होगा. वर्क प्रॉपर्टी का कंटिन्यूअसली रजिस्ट्रेशन, ट्रैकिंग, कंप्लायंस पूरा व्यवस्था करके हमने एफिशिएंसी को टारगेट दिया है.
Participating in the discussion, Dr. Syed Nasir Hussain of Congress said that this bill is misleading and it has been brought with the intention of communal polarization. Participating in the debate, Union Minister and Leader of the House, J.P. Nadda, hoped that the House will support Ummeed, Unified Waqf Management Empowerment, Efficiency and Development. Discussion is underway. The Lok Sabha passed the bill last night. Lok Sabha has passed the Coastal Shipping Bill 2024. The bill seeks to regulate vessels engaged in trade within Indian coastal waters. Under the bill, coastal waters mean territorial waters of India, along with adjoining maritime zones. The bill aims to consolidate and amend the law relating to regulation of coastal shipping, promote coastal trade, and encourage domestic participation. This bill will ensure that India is equipped with a coastal fleet owned and operated by the citizens of the country for its national security and commercial needs. The Supreme Court today upheld the Calcutta High Court verdict invalidating the appointment of more than 25,000 teachers and other staff in West Bengal schools. The top court said that the entire selection process is vitiated by manipulation and fraud and its credibility and legitimacy denuded. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India Sanjeev Khanna and Justice Sanjay Kumar said the fresh selection process to be completed in West Bengal schools within 3 months. In IPL cricket, put to bat first, Kolkata Knight Riders have set a target of 201 runs before Sunrisers Hyderabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.